Welcome to the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. My name is Kristen. I'm a self-professed health, spirituality, and mindset junkie. You know that blissful happiness you feel when you're just at peace with yourself, living fully in the present moment? That's the feeling I believe we are all in the pursuit of. And I want to help you get one step closer by up-leveling your health, mindset, and love for yourself. Because that lasting and blissful happiness can only be found and created within. So get ready for all things mindset, holistic health, and spirituality. I hope this serves you. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to another episode of the Pursuit of Bliss podcast. Thank you so much for being patient with me. I think it's been a couple weeks since I've released an episode, but if you've been following my stories on Instagram, you've probably seen that I've been having a very healing experience in Bali. So I've been in Bali now for about 6 weeks or so, about a month and a half. And I came here with this expectation that I was going to scale my business and work all day and write my entire book. And none of that has happened, of course, because the universe gives us what we need, not what we want and expect. So I got here and I've actually had the most intense transformational healing journey and experience of my entire life. I can't even explain in words the ups and downs. It's been high highs and low lows and in such a good way. But I've put all of my energy, channeled all of my energy into this healing journey. I've actually been getting coaching of my own because I do, you know, I'm always investing in myself for my entire life. I'll never stop learning from others and receiving coaching from others who are where I want to be. There's always another level to reach, which is why I'm constantly investing in myself. And going through this healing journey, I'm healing parts of myself that are so deep, so subconscious that I never knew they were even there, right? It's like I've gone through the journey of working through my money blocks and my self-worth blocks, and now I'm diving really deep into my sexual blocks and healing my inner child, and it's been amazing, but it's been taking a lot of my energy, and I am really focusing on setting my boundaries right now and honoring myself and honoring my energy and showing up only when I feel that energy of showing up, right? I don't want to force myself to show up when I don't have the energy to, because I only want to project that energy to anyone listening. You know, I want to project that energy of love and light to all of you. So I've been taking more time to myself for my own healing, more space for myself so that I can show up for all of you in that light. So that's kind of what's been going on for me, and what I've been doing is I've really honestly just been spending most days focusing on myself and my healing, and it has been unbelievable. I'm telling you, every single week I feel like I've just finished 6 months of healing work. The energy in Bali is so transformational, and you know, everyone says here that when you come, that whatever energy you hold is magnetized, right? So if you have repressed emotions, repressed feelings, repressed energy, it comes to the surface, whether it's good or bad. So everything is let out, right? And so I'm in the process of letting out everything that I've repressed, all of the emotions I haven't allowed myself to feel. And it's so freeing. And it's amazing because I'm able to take these teachings and apply it and teach it to my own students, my academy and BAA. I can bring that energy to them. The more I heal myself, the more I work on my own blocks, the more I get to help and heal others, which is the most amazing part of this work. It's like I'm doing this healing and my motivation honestly isn't even to do it for myself. It's to do it for everyone else that needs that healing as well. So I've really been diving recently into sexual energy, you know, because sexual energy is our life force energy. And my entire life, I have been so opposed to sexuality, as I'm sure a lot of us are growing up with religions and in the society that teaches us that sexuality is bad. And I'm now just learning really how sacred our sexuality is and our sexual energy is. And it truly is our life force energy. And I'm now learning how to dive into that and actually using sexual energy for manifestation and removing all of my conditioning and blocks around sexuality. So more to come on that as I continue on my journey. I will be sharing more. And I'm so excited about this because I cannot wait to create resources around this and start teaching all of you about this topic as well, because it's been so transformative in my life. But I'm still working through it. I'm still experimenting with it. I'm still seeing what works for me, but it's so freaking powerful. Another thing that's been going on for me is I've been focusing a lot on, building my own manifestation abilities and powers, especially around money. So I've been practicing manifesting bigger and bigger amounts of money in smaller windows of time. I started a couple weeks ago with manifesting $1,000 in 24 hours. So I usually recommend to not use time frames, because time frames create resistance for most people. However, I had no resistance, because when you manifest money that, you know, I don't desperately need that $1,000, right? I have money flowing to me. I've built a lot of and manifested a lot of abundance in my life. So I don't have this desperation around that $1,000. Therefore, for me, the time limit no longer holds the resistance, right? So if you want to practice manifesting in a time limit, I highly recommend manifesting amounts of money that don't create resistance for you, right? That you don't feel this desperation for. So I set the intention using actually the methods that I teach in my academy in BAA. I teach specific money manifestation methods that work really, really well. So I use these methods to manifest $1,000, and I totally felt like it was mine, thanked the universe for it, and forgot about it, and went about with my day and went on enjoying my life, right? And I just knew it was mine, so there was no anxiety, no resistance around it. Then I went to go pay my bills that evening. I was paying my credit card bills, and I look at my credit card and I notice that I had all of these points that I've never cashed in. And I look and they were $600 worth of credit card points. So I cashed it out, sent it straight to my bank, and there was the $600. Not even a couple hours later. So I have a friend who helps me invest my money, and he texts me and he's like, hey, you should remove your money from this specific investment or this stock or whatever it was. And I literally do whatever he tells me, because he studies. This is like his thing. And so I was like, okay, like I'll go take it out right now. So I like opened the app and I check, and it literally was like $390 something, like basically $400. So I cashed out and there was my $1,000 in less than 24 hours from completely unexpected sources, right? This is a thing. I do not create conditions around how money is going to come to me, right? I know that money comes to me through my business. I expect that. But when I set intentions to manifest money, I set intentions to manifest an unexpected source of income to build my own belief in my manifestation powers. So there it was, 24 hours, $1,000. So just this week, I was like, all right, I'm going to do it again, but this time I want to manifest $2,000 in 48 hours. See if I can do that. So set the intention, use the methods I teach in my academy to release resistance and set those intentions. And, you know, these are practices that it took me years to cultivate and learn. You know, releasing resistance is what blocks most people. And I've studied and practiced and experimented over and over and over to figure out what works for me. And I finally done it. And I swear to you, I've become such a master at money manifestation and releasing resistance around money. And this is obviously why I teach it. So $2,000. I released the resistance, set the intention, thanked the universe for it. I truly felt like it was already mine. And this is the key part. I went about my day. I didn't worry about it. I didn't think about it. I enjoyed my day. I went to the beach. I laughed with friends. I danced to music. I meditated. I did my normal routines. Forgot about it. And I went to dinner with a friend, and less than, I'm not even kidding, 4 hours later, he ends up Venmoing me $1,500. He decides to go in on this investment of $3,000 I made. I invested in a course a few months ago, and he asked me if he could go halvesies on it with me and share it. And I was like, all right, sure, whatever. Like, I'd love to share it with you. We can do it together. And there you go. $1,500 in my Venmo. And of course, totally unexpected. If you had asked me to list 1,000 ways I could make $1,500 tomorrow, that would never have been on that list. All right, so there was the $1,500. The next morning, I wake up to an email notification that I've received a payment for $450. So this was a payment from someone totally out of the blue who signed up for one of my offers totally unexpectedly. right? Like, they didn't tell me. I had no idea what was going to happen. Just woke up to this email. And there's my $2,000. It happened in less than 48 hours. It was a little bit over 24 hours, right? It probably happened in about 35 hours or so. So I was able to manifest $2,000 in less than 2 days from completely unexpected sources. You guys, like, this, I share this to show you that if I can do it, anyone can do it. And if you're just starting your manifestation journey, this doesn't mean to try to manifest $2,000 in 2 days. You can set that intention, but the reason I can do it so easily is I've built up my belief. I've started small, right? I've been on this journey for a while. I spent years and like $20,000 investing in myself and learning these practices and honing my expertise in manifestation. And that's why I've created my academy, to teach the exact mindset that I use to manifest thousands of dollars in a matter of days, right? And this is just my unexpected income, my unexpected manifestations. This isn't including the money I manifest in expected ways, like through my business. And honestly, this is all a result of my own mindset shift. You know, the first time I manifested money, it was $200, and I was so freaking excited about it. I like literally had a dance party in my room and celebrated. Because when you celebrate the small wins, that calls in the energy that allows the big wins to come next. And this is also what I teach in my academy. So if you are feeling called to learn more about money manifestation and abundance and money mindset and manifestation in general, and you want to learn the exact mindset shifts and manifestation techniques that I use to manifest thousands and thousands of dollars into my life in the matter of days, the link to apply for my academy is in the show notes or on my Instagram at Pursuit of Bliss with an underscore. So just send your application through and book a call with me and we'll chat and see if it's a good fit for you or not. But either way, that wasn't even meant to be the topic of this podcast. I went on a total tangent, but I did want to talk a lot about negativity because I've been getting a lot of questions recently within my academy and outside my academy from a lot of you about how do you deal with negativity? Like when it's bringing your vibe down and you're trying to be high vibe and manifest, but the people around you are so damn negative, like what do you do? So dealing with negativity is obviously something that I've had to deal with. Everyone has to deal with it, especially if you're up-leveling and changing your life and doing things differently. The people around you oftentimes aren't going to understand that. So I want to preface this by saying, honestly, you can only reach the level of success that is equal to the level of criticism you are able to receive. Period. End of story. You will receive criticism. You will receive negativity. If you are trying to manifest levels of success, these are simply opportunities for you to up-level. That's all it is. It's not a barrier. It's just a challenge. It's an opportunity. Every negative person, every criticism, every person that you think brings you down is simply an opportunity for you to up-level your mindset and master your own energy. You should become the master of your energy so that you are no longer dependent on the energy of those around you. So I have dealt with so much negativity being in the online business world for more than 4 years now, and especially being in the network marketing industry for almost 3, right? And constant negativity. And if you're listening to this and you've done network marketing, you probably have received a lot of negativity as well, because as amazing as that industry can be, there's a lot of stigma around it. And I understand why, but it's still there, right? You can do network marketing right, you can do it wrong, just like anything in the world. However, there's a huge stigma and it really receives a lot of negativity. So growing up, I don't know why I said growing up. I started this when I was like 22. So I guess 22 is still like, seems like I was a child. But as I was going through this process of being in the online business world and starting network marketing, it wasn't just random negativity from strangers. I was receiving it from friends and family. And it was so debilitating to me. Every time someone criticized me, I would question myself, question why I'm doing what I'm doing, question my worth, question if I'm good enough. Now, looking back, all this was a reflection of me. Every single person we attract into our lives, we attract because of a vibration that we have emitted. So at some level, oftentimes it's a very subconscious vibration. Sometimes we attract people as a result of a vibration that we are projecting from our shadow self, which is the side of us that we repress, that we judge, that we shame. And we attract others who will reflect this part of us in an attempt to give us an opportunity to heal that part of us. But you must have this awareness in order to do that, right? You have to see it as an opportunity, which of course at 22, 23, I didn't. Now looking back, I understand that this was a reflection of my own lack of self-worth. When others were saying to me, like, what are you doing? This is so dumb, whatever it was, and I was believing them and questioning myself, it was simply because I, at a subconscious level, didn't believe in myself, and I was projecting my own self-worth onto others. So the biggest question to ask yourself here is, number one, am I triggered by the negativity? Number two, what specifically is triggering me? And number three, what about the specific cause of the trigger is potentially a reflection of some part of me? Okay, so when you turn this around and you look at it as an opportunity to dive deep into your own inner world, then you can heal. Because if something hurts, if something is triggering you, it means there is something within you that needs healing. It is that part of pain, the part of the pain body of your soul that is being projected and reflected in another person. It's just your soul begging you for healing. So that's my first piece of advice, is ask yourself, why am I triggered, and in what way is this potentially a reflection of a part of me that I can then move forward and heal, or at least have awareness around, because that's the first step. Most people never even get to that step of awareness. They're still in victim mode and the world hates me. Why is everyone mean to me? Why is everyone so negative? Versus, oh my gosh, this is triggering me. Why is this triggering me? So for example, I had an experience probably about 4 or 5 months ago, when in the beginning of my manifestation business, when I was messaging people, and I oftentimes send out messages. If you are my follower on Instagram or Facebook, we've probably communicated, because I like to message everyone who follows me and genuinely understand if I can have an opportunity to help and serve you, and if not, then to create a genuine connection. And so I'm always, always starting conversations with people, and I did this with one woman, and she sent me I'm not kidding, an essay. It was like paragraphs, just literally digging into me, telling me how I don't have high engagement on my photos and I'm so fake, and how she thinks all my followers are robots, and just these really mean comments, which I had no idea where they were coming from or why. And, you know, immediately I went into victim mode. What did I do to deserve a message like this? Am I really not good enough? Do I not get enough likes on my photos? Like, what? I mean, that's not ever something I've cared about, because that is a vanity metric, right? We all get so caught up in, am I getting enough likes? Blah, 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 blah. It's a vanity metric. I care more about the level of impact I have on a few people than on the number of likes I'm receiving on a photo. And I already knew this. So I was like, why is this message triggering me? I was so sad and annoyed. I literally had to go sit by myself for like 30 minutes and like bring myself back together, because this message like just dug so deep into me. And then I had to ask myself, which is really hard to do when I was in this place of just wanting to blame her and yell at her and send her a really evil message back, which I didn't do. But I sat there and I sat with it and I allowed myself to be angry. And then I said, why is this triggering me? What part of this is a reflection of something within me that needs to be healed? And when I breathed into it and I allowed the answer to come, and I realized it was a sense of insecurity I had. It was a fear I had that when I messaged people, they were going to think I wasn't being genuine. I was worried that people were going to think I was just trying to sell them by starting a conversation. I was worried that people were going to think that I'm not good enough because I don't get 3,000 likes in my photos, right? I had these, even though consciously I didn't feel this, subconsciously I still had this part of me that was insecure, that was worried about coming off as not genuine, even though I knew I was genuine, even though I knew I had value to offer. And so within that moment, I could thank that woman in my mind and send her love and thank her for the opportunity for me to reflect on my own inner pain and my own inner insecurities. And then I was able to go from there and look at these insecurities that I had deep down and heal them. And from then on, I swear to you, I have not received one negative message ever. Everyone I speak to is so kind, because now I've gotten rid of that vibration. I transmuted it into a loving vibration. I loved on that part of myself, and I forgave that part of myself for having that insecurity, and I released it and I rewired it using the methods I teach in my academy. And after I did that, I mean, if that's no longer a part of you, if you healed it, you literally cannot invite that into your reality anymore. You can only invite or attract into your reality that which you are already projecting, right? So that insecurity within me was projecting that vibration subconsciously and attracting that back to me. So it's 4 or 5 months since then, I have not received a single negative message like that. Actually, I received one once. It wasn't a horrible message, but it was somewhat negative. And actually, 2 days later, she messaged me back and apologized very kindly. So if you are receiving a lot of negativity, you will continue to receive that negativity if you don't look at it as an opportunity to learn and heal and reflect. And when you do that, you'll eventually get to a place where you no longer attract the same kinds of negativity. And then you no longer have to be afraid of it because you realize that when it does come, it's an opportunity rather than an attack. You know, another really important thing to remember is people don't see you as you are. They see you as they are. And this is not my quote. I heard this somewhere. I think it might have been Jim Fortin. I really should double check my sources, but I think it was him who said this. People don't see you as you are. They see you as they are. We all have our own lens with which we see reality through, right? We all grew up with different belief systems and different understandings of how the world works, perceptions, and we see our lives, right? Everything is neutral. Everything is inherently neutral. And our reality is shaped by the meaning that we give to each neutral, inherently neutral situation, right? Two people can live through the exact same situation and come out with a different experience, right? One can come out happy and excited. One can come out sad and depressed. And it all depends on the meaning they give that situation. And this meaning that we choose to give comes from our past experiences and our memories and our past belief systems and our past conditioning and our past programming. So for example, I know this struggle comes up for a lot of people is dealing with negativity from family. So when negativity comes from our loved ones, it is almost always coming from a place of love, right? So our families typically want the very best for us. However, we have different perceptions of the world. So if they want you to live a happy, successful, loving life, their idea of what that looks like is very different from yours. So any negativity coming from them is a projection of their own fear around us achieving a happy, successful life. Right? They are looking at the situation through their idea of what reality should, quote unquote, should look like. But if your idea of what reality should look like differs from theirs, you're going to butt heads, right? And this can oftentimes result in negativity because it is a defense mechanism. So remember that we all carry around trauma within us that comes from childhood. We all have an inner child within us. You do, your family does, your friends do. That inner child has gone through trauma. And I don't just mean trauma like something really intense. Trauma can be as small as being embarrassed in class, right? Something small. It can be small or big. But when we experience trauma, we create a defense response in childhood. So everyone has defense mechanisms that were created in childhood to protect ourselves from trauma, right? So for example, let's say as a child, you were always yelled at and told you weren't good enough, right? And it was really traumatizing for you. You might have created a defense response of, I am always right, right? No, nothing anyone says is true. I'm always right. Because you had to have that belief to protect you from the criticism you're constantly receiving. So you have this barrier of nothing anyone says can get to me. I'm not going to listen. I am always have to be right. Everyone else is wrong. Otherwise, if everyone else isn't wrong, if they are right that I'm not good enough, all this criticism I receive, then how would you deal with that trauma as a child, right? We create a defense so we don't have to deal with those emotions. So you create this defense mechanism of I'm always right. And then we grow up and our perception of reality doesn't match up with someone else's perception of reality. But we have this belief that I'm always right, this defense mechanism. And therefore, we respond from that place with anger, with frustration, with negativity, attacking other people. This is just one example of a defense mechanism response coming from a traumatized inner child. So when you look at it this way, if you look at a loved one who is sending negativity or attacking you, Can you look at them and see their inner child? Where is that little five-year-old within them who is hurting? Where is that little child within them who is just responding to trauma? That child within them who has this defense mechanism to try to keep themselves safe. Can you see the inner child within them? Literally close your eyes and imagine that little child version of them. Imagine how much pain they're experiencing that is causing this reaction, this defense mechanism response. And when you do this, you can have empathy and send love to their inner child and understand that this negativity receiving, this is not your loved one. This is not that person. This is their pain, right? It is a projection of their pain. That's all it is. Their pain is speaking to you. It's not their soul. It's their pain. It's their trauma. It's their defense mechanisms. So obviously this isn't going to make the negativity or the attacking stop, but it will help you respond with empathy so you no longer have to have such a triggering reaction, right? And you don't have to ruin the relationship or blame them. You can just respond with love and honestly just say, most people just want to be heard. You know, just say, hey, I hear you. I really do. And I so appreciate you for speaking your truth. And I understand where you're coming from. But right now, I need to do me, because whether or not this is the right choice or the right decision for me, if I don't do me, I will never forgive myself. Right? And so when you come with that response, honestly, a lot of times that can neutralize the situation. Everyone just wants to be heard. Another technique I use is when someone's being negative to you, imagine what they need. Let's say it's your boss at work. Your boss is being so mean to you and just like yelling at you and so unhappy with the job you've done, whatever. What is it that is causing them to have this response? Is it that they didn't get enough sleep last night? Is it that they have financial stress at home? Is it that their child is in the hospital? You know, what is it that is causing potentially the stressor response? Because once again, that's their pain being projected on you, okay? So, okay, let's say that they didn't get enough sleep. They never take a day off. They haven't rested in a year. If you can sit and visualize and imagine them receiving what they need. So visualize your boss and a boss taking like a warm bath, reading a book in the middle of nature, receiving all the rejuvenation and rest and relaxation they need, and send that to them. So this does a few things. One, it calms down your own mind so you're not lowering your vibe to match theirs, right? Because when we respond with anger, we are literally matching the vibration of the person who is attacking us or sending us negativity. And therefore, we are building their own energy, magnetizing their own energy, making it stronger. So we're matching their vibe. So we are therefore helping them to create more negativity and also attracting negativity to us. So you always want to come from a non-responsive state. You never want to match the energy of the person who is negative or attacking you. So I know this can be difficult. So what I recommend, close your eyes for a moment and just visualize whatever it is that they need. What's causing this pain reaction and what would help them? Visualize it. It's like almost like manifesting for them. And when you do this, you're projecting that energy of rest and relaxation and rejuvenation and love. And whether or not you see it, you are sending that to them. That helps to neutralize their energy. So it helps them, it helps you, and that's the energy you're projecting with the world and carrying on with you throughout your day, rather than taking on their negative energy and projecting that and carrying that with you throughout the day. The last thing I want to mention here is boundaries. Remember that you don't owe anyone anything, not even your mom, not even your dad. You don't owe anyone anything, not your time, not your energy, nothing. If you are surrounded by friends and family who are toxic and negative, and even using all of these tips I just gave you doesn't help, then you need to set boundaries. If you have a mom who is constantly criticizing you and so negative, but you love her so much, great. You don't need to cut off the relationship, but you don't need to talk to her every single day. If you have a group of friends who are negative and they go out and they talk and they gossip about your coworkers at happy hour every single day, great. You don't need to cut off the friendships from the ones you love, but neutralize the situation. Do not respond. When your friends start gossiping or talking shit or being negative, don't respond. If you don't respond, you don't match their energy, and therefore they're not receiving the adrenaline rush that they're trying to receive. Right? And therefore, they will eventually stop. Second, spend less time around those people. If you want to call in a soul tribe who is on your page at the same level of your journey, who will challenge you to up level, who will help you grow and nurture you, and you need to make space. You need to make space. I'm not saying you need to completely cut people out, but you need to make space in your life or you will not receive the new relationships. Set boundaries. Remember, you can do this so politely. Just if someone asks you to go to happy hour and you don't want to, just say, hey, honestly, like going to happy hour isn't a priority for me right now in my life. You know, I really hope you understand it and I still love you. And, you know, is it all right if I text you and I'm ready to hang out? Like right now, I just need to prioritize me time, right? So kind. Any friend who is a true friend will understand. Sometimes you need to just spend more time alone, figuring out exactly what relationships you do want in your life. Boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. Oh my gosh, literally as I'm saying this, I'm sitting in my room in my villa in Bali, and I have these kind of like glass sliding doors that are clear, and a dragonfly just like ran into the door 3 times and buzzed around and then flew away as I was talking about boundaries. So for those of you who don't know, dragonfly is my sign from my main spirit guide. So I see dragonflies not every day, but more on like special occasions. They come when I'm really aligned or when I'm looking for support to let me know that my spirit guide is here. And so that must have been a very aligned channeled message from my spirit guides that yes, boundaries have been coming up a lot for me lately, and I'm really learning how to set them for myself because I used to be the kind of person who said yes to everything because, you know, I have a service-based heart, as most of you who are listening do as well. That's why you're attracted to this podcast. You love helping others. But sometimes saying yes to everything is doing the opposite. Not only does it enable others to constantly be leaning on you for support rather than becoming a leader in their own lives, but it drains your own energy as well. And I found this especially when I've entered this service-based industry and I suddenly have people messaging me every day and friends reaching out and people who want my support and my help. And as much as I want to give it to everyone, I cannot because that would drain me. And if I drain me, I'm no longer doing the world any good because I'm projecting that energy of frustration and negativity. And if you are not whole yourself, you cannot give to others. And honestly, the practice of saying no politely and kindly and firmly when you feel so uncomfortable, when all you want to do is just say yes and please that person, it's a practice of self-worth because you are telling yourself, hey, I am worth it. I am worth feeling this discomfort to spend time with myself and to trust my own needs and give myself what I actually desire and what I actually truly need in this moment. And when you start showing up for yourself in that way, so will the rest of the world, so will the people around you, and so will the universe. But you have to do it first. If you don't set boundaries for yourself and show up for them, don't expect others to show up or respect your boundaries in the same way. In fact, don't expect anything that you're not already giving yourself to show up in your life. You know, the same as you can expect to receive love if you're not giving it to yourself. You can expect to receive affection if you're not giving it to yourself. You can expect to receive money if you're not investing it in yourself. You can expect to receive time if you're not spending time with yourself. You must give everything to yourself first, including self-respect and boundaries. All right, real quick, some other small things I do. I have crystals. Tourmaline and onyx are both really good for energy. I usually carry, I have a big tourmaline that I carry with me in my purse, and I have one that sits on my desk. I'm actually holding it right now, especially when I'm doing calls and things. I always have these around to kind of set boundaries around my energy so I'm not taking on the energy of others. You can also take hot baths with baking soda and like Epsom salt. That helps as well. And I also always set energetic fields around me when I remember. So I close my eyes and imagine this like energetic shield of energy going all around my body. And I imagine any negativity that comes in, it must be transmuted to light energy or it's just repelled off, right? Only light and love can get into me. This is a really good visualization technique. All right, the very last thing I want to say before I end this podcast is do not take advice from anyone that you would not be overjoyed to trade lives with. That's including negativity, criticism, or positive advice, whatever it is. ask yourself, especially if you're being criticized and it's getting to you, like ask yourself, would I trade lives with that person? Would I happily wake up tomorrow in their shoes with their life? If the answer is not a hell yes, then it's a hell no to their advice, their criticism, to their negativity. I know I said that was the last thing, but this is actually the last thing. You can only feel rejected if you've already rejected yourself first. If someone says to you, wow, you're such a purple alien, how would you feel? You would laugh and be like, okay, whatever. That wouldn't bother you because you have not felt yourself insecure about being a purple alien because you're not. You're listening to this, you're probably a human. I mean, I don't want to project my own stereotypes and beliefs on all of you, but I'm assuming a lot of you identify as human beings. However, if someone said to you, you know, you are not good enough to start that business, you're going to fail. You're not confident enough to write that blog. You don't have enough to say to write that book. You're just not good enough. How does that feel? Does it sting? Because if it stings, it is only because you have already accepted that as a truth somewhere deep within you. It is impossible to feel rejected or hurt or stung by someone, by something someone says, unless we have already accepted it ourselves. So bring this full loop back to what I was talking about in the beginning. Ask yourself, how is this a reflection of my own belief system? And then from there, you can move forward on healing. So I hope this helps give you some practices to apply in your life if you've got a lot of negativity. Remember to set boundaries. Remember to communicate openly with the ones who are sending negativity your way if they are loved ones. And please, I hope this inspires you to respect yourself and to show up for yourself and to practice doing the things that make you so damn uncomfortable, even if it means saying no when you feel like you should say yes. This is a huge part of manifestation. Learning to lean into the discomfort, because the discomfort, that's where the magic happens. Love all of you so freaking much. Appreciate each and every one of you. And if this resonated with you in any way, if it spoke to you, if you took something away from it, I would love if you could share it on Instagram, on your stories, and tag me. I would love to see what your biggest takeaway is. And once again, if you've been listening to the podcast and it's added some value to your life, it would just mean the world to me if you could leave me a review on iTunes. I read each and every single one of them and they make me cry every single time. You know, you all make doing what I do so worth it. And I truly do appreciate each and every one of you. When you send me DMs on Instagram, on Facebook, I read all of them. I respond to all of them. I love you all so much. I hope you are having an absolutely beautiful day wherever in the world you are.